This is VOA News, Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House is set to bring the impeachment charge against former President Donald Trump to the Senate later today. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Prosecutors who will argue the case will take part in a ceremonial walk, the charge of incitement of insurrection to the Senate. They're hoping that strong Republican denunciations of Trump after the January 6th riot will result in a conviction and a separate vote to bar him from holding office again. But a growing number of GOP senators say they oppose the proceedings and many have been rallying to his legal defense, just as they did during his first impeachment trial last year. Arguments in the Senate trial will begin the week of February 8th. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Federal law enforcement officials are examining a number of threats aimed at members of Congress as a second trial of former President Trump nears. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
An official told the Associated Press the threats include chatter about killing legislators or attacking them outside the U.S. Capitol. Armed protesters could return to try to repeat what happened earlier this month when Trump supporters stormed the Capitol. This is prompting the U.S. Capitol Police and other federal law enforcement to insist thousands of National Guard troops remain in Washington as the Senate moves forward with plans for Trump's impeachment trial next month. I'm Julie Walker.
China is trying to spread doubt about the effectiveness of Western vaccines in the origin of the coronavirus as a World Health Organization selected team of scientists are in the city where the pandemic began. Controls imposed on information about the disease by the ruling Communist Party have prompted questions about what the scientists will be allowed to see. Meanwhile, as vaccines roll out worldwide, Beijing appears to be trying to blunt the impact of reports. China's are less